What is up, podcast community? My name is Michael Chernow, and this is the Creatures of Habit podcast. Habits are everything, and on this show, I will be interviewing some of the most inspiring, motivated, and high-performing humans on the planet to learn about the daily habits, routines, and rituals that help keep them focused, determined, on top of their game, and ultimately, happy. My journey from the depths of addiction and misery to success as a family man and serial entrepreneur was only made possible by replacing bad habits with great ones, and my mission in life today is to share that story and the story of others with you to bring value and life-changing tools to as many people as possible. So sit back, relax, and pay attention, because what you hear in this podcast today can potentially change your life. Let's go. Today, I have a really cool guest on the show. His name is Case Kenny. He is an entrepreneur. Shocking that I have an entrepreneur on the Creatures of Habit podcast. He is a mindfulness expert, which I can't wait to learn some mindfulness techniques potentially from Case. He's also the host of a top 25 Apple podcast, New Mindset, Who Dis? And he's an author as well of the New Mindset Journal. If you don't know Case, you are hiding under a rock and you need to start peeking your head out, because his content, specifically on Instagram, I'm a follower, and you know, it is just, it's super inspiring, super motivating. He's got a really cool way of disseminating his message. You probably know him from his little sticky notes that he writes really, really inspiring sort of messaging on, and posts them all over the place, and then takes a shot of them and posts them on Instagram, and they're awesome. So, Case, welcome to the Creatures of Habit Pod.
Thank you, man. Good to be here. Yeah, big arts and crafts guy. I'm always writing on something. I'm writing right now. I got a post-it note out. So what you said is accurate.
What I like to do here on the podcast is deliver as much value as we possibly can in somewhere between 20 and 30 minutes. In the time that we're in, I believe that people, specifically my audience, really, really, really is inspired by daily habits. People are constantly interested in what other people do to drive their engine. And so I always kick off the podcast with the question, what is your morning routine look like?
It's pretty simple. It's definitely changed prior to COVID and now post COVID, call it whatever. But yeah, I mean, it's pretty simple. Like I tend not to check my email or go digital until really around 10, 9:30, 10. And it's pretty simple. So I live in Chicago. I live in downtown Chicago. I live right on the river. I have a chair that overlooks the river from my apartment. I will sit there. I will drink coffee. And as shocking as this sounds, I will just listen to really loud house music right in the morning. That's my vibe. That's my jam. There's something about house music plus coffee that not only gets me going, but it gets me in this like right mindset. As a creator, as a artist and a writer, it's very important that I'm in the right headspace. Coffee, caffeine, plus house music, which is just like my kind of music, equals Case ready to go. So that's pretty much it. I don't like journal or anything like that. It's just, I just kind of sit there and jam out.
It's so interesting that you say house music. So I grew up in New York City. I started going to nightclubs in New York when I was 13 years old. So electronic music was like a huge part of my teenage years. I love house music, specifically like jazzy house music, like Mark Farina vibes. My son, we were driving yesterday in the car, and he said, "Daddy, I want to hear robot music." So I just said, "Hey Siri, play robot music." And sure enough, it was like some robotic house music. And both of my sons were in the back of the car like, "Yeah." I was like, "Oh, this is awesome." I love house music. So that is your morning routine. So you basically wake up, you have coffee, you blast house music and sit by the river just to get your creative juices flowing.
Yeah, because it's really important for me to get in the right headspace, because everything I do during the day, to your intro, is I'm writing, I'm creating, I'm doing quotes. If I'm not in the right headspace, I've got no foundation to be creative, to be empathetic, to do any of the things that I do well. And that's what I found gets me in the right headspace. It's calm, as jarring as that sounds. It's like calming for me to like ease me into my day, as opposed to rolling over, hitting email, flying through things. And, you know, it's a privilege to be able to start my day when I want. So that's what I do.
I was going through some of your content, and there was a post that really stuck out to me. It said something like, talk to yourself like an ex trying to get back together with you. It just made me feel so good to read that. You know, I had an old mentor in my 20s who said to me, the voice in your head that tells you you suck, if that was a human being, like sitting next to you, talking to you the way the voice in your head that talks to you, what would you do? Would you hang out and just like want to like listen to what, would you believe what that person was saying? And I was like, fuck no, like I'd probably tackle him. And he was like, well, that's exactly what you should do with that voice when that voice creeps up.
I think the voices, quote, voices in our head are powerful. There's ones that will say, you know, and talk shit to you. And there's ones that'll build you up. And you've got to choose to listen to the right ones and then repeat those to yourself. So yeah, that quote was funny because I like flipping things. Like I like taking instances where we would normally be like, this is ridiculous, this is outrageous, to being like, no, I'm going to take that and flip it to myself. So I like that kind of vibe.
Do you have like a technique for the people listening when that voice, you know, the not so awesome one creeps in? Do you like to advise people on how to quiet that voice?
I do. I have a lot of thoughts on thoughts. I'd say the abridged version is, you know, there's a big difference between what I call facts and feelings. Feelings are what you just described, you know, our thoughts, the thoughts that we have as humans. Sometimes they're good. A lot of times they're bad. They're anxious. They're overthinking. They're coming to all these negative conclusions. What I encourage people to do is to have a series of facts that they believe about themselves. Facts are belief in what you deserve, belief in how the universe operates. I believe that my hard work will pay off. I believe that I deserve energy and compassion to be reciprocated. Fact. That is something that I won't negotiate on. So then anytime you have a feeling, which is like, you know, you should lower your standard. You're an anxious person. You're unlovable. Things like that. You can compare that feeling with your facts. And then you can see that they don't really line up. And then you could say, okay, a feeling is temporary. It's what I'm feeling, but it's not a fact. A fact is permanent. A fact is non-negotiable. I will return to these facts. So, you know, I think a lot about mindfulness is just arming yourself with things that you know to be true, backing it up with the observations and experiences you've had, and then using those to look your feelings in the face, not avoiding them, but saying that is temporary, that is a feeling, but here's the facts. So yeah, I feel very strongly about like how we look at our feelings, not avoiding them, but coming to terms with them by presenting like the flip side and saying, this is what I believe and here's why I believe it. And that's why I'm sticking to it.
What does your evening routine look like if you have an evening sort of wind down routine?
Nothing specific. I do one thing pretty much every night, which is because I'm always creating. I'm always writing. I'm doing multiple podcasts a week. I'm always working on my next book or journal or series or music or whatever I'm working on. I think it's very important for me and a lot of people to give themselves a no pressure space to marinate on their creative ideas. So namely, it's like, I want to arm myself with a sleeping objective, which is like a weird thing to say. Like, I want to put a prompt in my head so I can sleep on it. Mainly, I just need to sleep on things. I like to go to sleep being like, all right, tomorrow I'm going to write about, you know, how to get over a breakup. Here's a couple of ideas. I write them down on a post-it. I kind of look at them and then I go to sleep. And as seemingly small as that is, when I go to sleep, I am subconsciously thinking about those topics. I'm thinking about my point of view. I'm thinking about these things. And when I wake up, I go and do my thing and I work. But something about putting, you know, call it 8 hours between the start of a creative process and then like 1.5 of that creative process really gets me going. So every night I will take what I want to work on the next day. I will write down kind of my initial take on it, go to sleep, thinking about it in my sleep, wake up and work on it. So like that really is my routine at night. I'll always have like written something down that I want to kind of achieve the next day creatively, emotionally. And then I kind of fuel that during the night.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand. We launched the brand with a product called The Protagonist. It is a superhuman oatmeal. It is not just regular oatmeal. It is plant-based, dairy-free, non-GMO, gluten-free, packed with 30 grams of plant-based protein, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, probiotic, digestive enzymes, truly the best thing you can put in your body to kickstart your day, used as a pre-workout meal or a post-workout meal. This is a meal, everybody. This is not a snack. This is a meal. It is perfect for on the go. Use promo code KOHPOD 20, the number 20. That's K-O-H-P-O-D 20 at checkout when you pop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That is creatures with a K, creaturesofhabit.com. We appreciate you. We love you. And now on to the pod.
A few habits that you do on a daily basis, I imagine, as a creative entrepreneur, creator, artist, author, there are habits that you implement on a daily basis to keep you going. Can you share some of those with us?
The first one certainly is my habit of getting myself in a vulnerable headspace. That is a habit. That is a lifestyle, in fact, when it comes to what I do. If I'm not in the right headspace, I'm not going to be creatively effective. And if I'm not creatively effective in my world, I can't be an effective entrepreneur either. So that's very important. And it's basically what I described earlier with my morning routine, the habit of getting myself in the right headspace. How can I, in a moment, practice empathy? And for me, it's a combination of the right music, the right setting, and just like, you know, putting myself in the right objective headspace. I would say that. I would say, you know, gratitude's a big one for me as well. Like, big time gratitude guy. My entire business is basically built around productizing gratitude in a good way. So I'm constantly, you know, finding ways to be, to practice gratitude. I mean, every night I'm not particularly religious, definitely spiritual, but, you know, I say a kind of a prayer of sorts of gratitude every night. It's quick. We're talking 30 seconds a minute. Just, you know, thanking the universe, the cosmos, karma for giving me the ability to do these things. I'd say that's a second habit. And then another big one for me is like, I used to call this my like case's 30 second rule. I think Mel Robbins has like a 5 second rule, something like that. But it's, for me, it's like, if I have an idea and a concept, I need to do something about it in 30 seconds. Even if it's as simple as writing it on a post note and putting it on my wall of post it notes, I need to do that. Otherwise I'm not going to be effective. And I think we give ourselves too much credit for thinking we'll remember these things. So anytime I have an idea, a quote, a prompt, a project idea, I'm always writing it down. And that's like a habit that I live every day. And that's been really helpful for me. Cause again, then it fuels the kind of creative process overnight or while I'm working or walking or working out, I'm marinating on those things. But if I didn't take time to write it down or take some step of action, an email, a list, whatever it may be, it's likely in one brain and out the other. So I'd say those three at a glance.
If you had to pick out a superpower of yours, what is that superpower?
I think the talent I've been given in life is to simplify emotions. I used to struggle with that because I used to think, oh, a talent in life is overt. You're a great artist, a musician, an athlete. You're great with numbers. You're hilarious, whatever, like a list of talents. For a while, I struggled to like really tap into what I had always been really good at, which is simplifying the way that I look at the world, simplifying the way I react to frustrating emotions, simplifying the way that I can find a silver lining. I've always been good at it. It's enabled me to live what I think is a happy life amidst the ups and downs. And that is my superpower because that's the ethos of everything I do. How can I approach life and help other people simplify their emotions, their vulnerabilities, their reactions to life. So I would say that is 100% it. After, you know, 34-ish years of trying to find my thing, returning home to what has always been my thing, but I didn't realize it because it's not on like a list of many superpowers, I suppose. But for me, it's definitely a big one.
I think that's a great segue into the next question. When did you come to the conclusion that this was your superpower? And what was that experience like?
Honestly, I would say it was when I started the podcast, which is in middle of 2018. I started the podcast in kind of just in response to being 29 and being like, who's Case? I'd gone through a breakup. I was very invested in my advertising sales job at the time. I was like, who's Case? I feel like I'm dating just to date, working just to work. I'm not doing these things. So I was like, I want to challenge myself. So I was like, I feel like I'm a pretty optimistic, self-aware guy. I'm going to talk through these topics. Starting the podcast, very privileged to say, it kind of blew up. And I think just like right off the get-go, just like seeing the response of people to me, I'm like, this is it. Like, this is why I'm here to do these things. You know, just getting messages from people. I mean, I've had the craziest messages from people who, you know, say they quit their job because of something I said. I've had people say that they were going to end their lives and then listen to a podcast and it gave them some kind of catalyst to change their minds. To just ordinary people being like, yo, it's really dope stuff. Like, I really relate. Like, if I could help one person change their life in a positive way, if I could help one person challenge their conditioning, then I know I'm one doing what I'm supposed to be doing, but clearly leveraging some kind of talent or purpose in the process. So say somewhere around 2018, I was like, yeah, this is it. This is for sure it. And ever since I've been just pulling on the string of that.
I think that's so awesome to be able to articulate that the talent that we are also accustomed to is not necessarily accurate, right? You know, I know my superpower is to be able to connect with human beings. That's my talent. You know, that's what I do best. It's manifested in a number of different ways and businesses throughout my career, but you know, that is ultimately what it boils down to. You know, I'm really, really passionate, and I genuinely love engaging and connecting with humans. And that has put me in a positive place to make an impact. And it sounds like you have a similar story there. One habit that you've broken, how you broke it, and how it changed your life.
I think for me, I would say like one that I broke that I'm like still trying to like fix or upgrade or optimize is like, to my point about doing gratitude. I feel like I've always tried to practice it in some way, but I'd say the past couple of years, past 2 years, which have been so good to me and has been just like this crazy growth and really has changed my life. Along the way, I feel like I have lost a little sense of that gratitude organically, like sitting down and being like, yeah, I am grateful. I'm not forcing this. I have every reason to be grateful. And I've just found myself, shying away from that a little bit. I do this whole, kind of bit on this idea that a lot of us, myself included, are like doing this thing where we're trying to skip to the good part in life. I'm sure you've heard that song on like TikToks. Can we skip to the good part? And that's the mentality that I found myself kind of falling into. It's like, I need to grind today. I need to work today so that I could finally get to the good part of my life where I'm happy and successful and can focus on relationships. But now's not the good part, because now's the time to grind. And that is the opposite of gratitude, which is grinding while being, you know, grateful. It's wanting more while appreciating what you have and how much you've grown. And I feel like I've grown a little bit away from that just because I'm very type A, hungry, this kind of guy, which I think is good, but it needs to be balanced by that gratitude. So I'm working on coming back to that, like naturally, like we're talking about just being present, doing nothing, finding reasons to celebrate what I have, even while I work on what I don't have, things like that. And that's been really rewarding, truthfully. Like for instance, tomorrow I'm going to Stagecoach Music Festival, not a country music guy in the slightest to our conversation about house music, but it's like, if you're living a life where you're guilting yourself for having fun because you say you need to be working because you need to grind to the get part, the good part, I think something's a little broken and we need to fix that. And I'm trying to practice that in my own life. So coming back to my original routine and habit of gratitude, but making it a bigger source of comfort and truth in my life and not forcing it so much is kind of where I'm at right there.
Is there a technique that you can share with us about, like, if there are people, and I'm sure there are, that are struggling with a gratitude practice, is there a practice that you have implemented, or maybe not implement on a daily basis, but have seen people be successful with in terms of implementing a gratitude practice into their lives?
Yeah. I've got the simplest one. This is one I love to do. It's borrowed from a Buddhist peace activist and thought leader, Thich Nhat Hanh. He's got a lot of very, very great writing. He has this exercise or kind of just this thought called the non-toothache, where basically it's the idea that when you have a toothache, it really sucks. When you don't have a toothache, things are great. But we don't then in our minds reference back to having a toothache and practice, you know, gratitude in the present. It's great to not have a toothache if you've had a toothache because you know how much it sucks. It's great to not be congested and can't breathe when you've had that before. It's great to have a working arm if you've ever had a broken arm, right? But in the moment, we don't realize how great a non-broken arm is, how great a non-toothache is. So one of the things I do is I literally sit down and I think back to something that used to suck. I had a really bad cough a couple of weeks ago. That was horrible. It affected everything and you can't breathe. You can't focus. You can't talk. I don't have a cough right now. An easy, immediate gratitude is to be like, I'm so grateful I don't have a cough right now because I remember how bad it was. I immersed myself in that real quick. Oh, yep. That really sucked. I don't have that right now. I cannot deny that I'm grateful for that. So I do that a lot. It's kind of like immersing yourself in a prior negative experience, fast forwarding today where you don't have it. And it's very binary. It's pretty difficult to not be grateful. So that's called the non-toothache gratitude exercise that I do a lot.
You know, there's something I love about the grind and, you know, what you said about the grind a minute ago and skipping to the good part in life. The interesting thing for me, and I know others, is the grind. There's been so many moments throughout my life where it felt so close to my threshold of what I can endure, you know, pain wise, mental, physical, spiritual at times. And I'm here to say today, you know, and this is like such a gratitude moment, because you just made me think of this, that all those moments where I thought there was no way through this. I'm here today standing stoked about life and have gotten through all of those things. And I think ultimately the sort of beauty, the gem in that is everything is going to be okay. It's a mindset. It's the mindset that you put towards life on a daily basis. And I talk so much about that in my content, where we get one day to really give it all we got, because tomorrow is totally non-existent. And yesterday, that shit is done, man. Not a single human being or living organism has ever been able to go back and change what happened yesterday. So we really do get one day to give it all we got. And every single day we wake up in the morning with a chance, with an opportunity to either continue pushing or to change, right? It's like either we're going to continue down the path we're going on or we're going to change. Those are the two ways you get to go. And we get a chance every single day to get after it. And I get that from your stuff.
This podcast is brought to you by, you guessed it, Creatures of Habit. Creatures of Habit is a lifestyle and wellness brand rooted in functional nutrition. The protagonist is a superhuman, incredibly delicious instant and overnight oatmeal blend developed to feed your body the most optimized blend of vitamins, minerals, and macros. With premium oats, 30 grams of plant-based protein, omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D3, a probiotic, and digestive enzymes in each pouch, you will never have to think about what to eat for breakfast, pre-workout or post-workout meal, or a healthy meal any time of the day in a pinch. Made four simple and convenient ways. 1, just add hot water. 2, overnight in the fridge. 3, add to a delicious smoothie, or simply put in the microwave. Take the stress out of worrying about what to eat for a healthy and delicious way to kickstart your day. And if you fast, this is the perfect meal one, as it delivers wellness, satiety, and delicious flavors. Pop over to creaturesofhabit.com. That's creaturesofhabit.com with a K, creaturesofhabit.com, and put in promo code KOHPOD20 for 20% off your first order.
The question that I tend to finish these episodes with is a big one, and I kind of know what the answer is from you based on your work. But after all is said and done, what is it all for? Because we talked about waiting for the good part in life, right? Can't wait for it all to just boom, fall into place. And for a lot of people, that means some sort of financial experience, some sort of financial event, right? Like that's what the good part in life is, when you're rich and you just can make all these decisions. I learned most recently that that is not the good part in life. I know a lot of wealthy people who are waiting for the good part to happen. So for you, what is it all for, man?
Yeah, such a great question. And I think it's a question that we have the freedom to change too, which is great. What it was all about for me in my 20s is different from what it's all about for me in my 30s. And I think it's the evolution of answering that question, or at least having an answer to that question, having some kind of clarity that you're pushing for, which is why I love the question. So I think for me in my 20s, what it was all about was being happy, which I think is a great objective in life. But happiness is a very difficult concept to wrap your head around. And when you're not happy, you talk yourself out of deserving happiness. It's this whole thing. So for me, what it's all about is being proud of myself, which is a very broad thing. But I've realized that when I'm proud of myself, the other things fall in line: impact, money, relationships, work ethic, all the things that at a certain time, I would say that's what it's about. You know, now it's about raising a family. It's about creating financial security. It's about, you know, chasing a purpose, whatever. But I think for me, every single day through every action, big or small, that I can do, if I can say I'm proud of myself for doing this, for trying this, for going for this, that is what it's about. Because it kind of handles everything else in my life. And it's a very personal thing. You know, largely, I mean, we can be biased, but other people can't define my definition of being proud of myself. It's very personal. It's to me. And I can look myself in the mirror and say, I am proud of myself in this moment, or I'm not. And if I'm not, then I know what I have to do, or at least I know I have to try something different. And that, to me, that's what it's all about, because it encapsulates a lot of different things all at once, that I think sometimes we get lost in the sauce of that thing, that we forget about the larger thing. We forget about the larger good part in our life. So for me, simply put, right now, what it's all about is it's about being proud of myself and everything I do, big or small. From making the bed to doing the dishes to shooting my shot to, you know, getting on a stage to whatever it may be. Like, that's what it's all about for me.
This was awesome, man. I really appreciate you taking the time. This is going to resonate with the audience for sure. 1000%. For people that want to follow along on your journey, where can they find you?
Thanks for having me. Yeah. It's good to force me to simplify my responses, because I can talk. Yeah, pretty simple. Case.Kenny on Instagram. The podcast is called New Mindset Who Dis. If you're into journaling, you could also check out newmindsetwhodis.com. All one word.
Case, I really appreciate it, dude. I appreciate you taking the time. I appreciate the work you put out there. You are definitely making an impact and helping lots and lots and lots and lots of people, probably way more than you know.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And there you have it, folks. I hope we delivered some valuable content for you to implement into your life on a daily basis. Please remember that our habits have the power to make us or break us. Replacing bad habits with great ones is the answer to living a life of happiness, optimism, and high performance. We are capable of achieving anything. We all have what it takes to give it all we've got. Commit to one great habit each day and truly commit, and watch how everything in your life starts evolving from good to great. If you enjoyed this podcast, please follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. Give us a 5-star rating and a nice review. That will help us grow this podcast, bring on more amazing guests, and continue to deliver invaluable content on a weekly basis. Lastly, please share this podcast with any friends or family that you think might appreciate it. And always remember, want plus do equals have. Until the next one, fam. Peace.